The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. Good morning. It is a Wednesday, January the 28th.
I guess you're not over that yet.
I'm never over that. I'm never going to get over that. I love it. You know, now they even got a new commercial about people say, what day is it? And the camel says, it's not hump day.
But
it's not hump day, but it is hump day. It's Wednesday. Good morning. That just kind of got me rocked.
All right.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Well, I didn't. I don't think I changed too many buttons. We actually had a clean day here with the crew. We came in and all of us climbed up on chairs and did all kinds of things. So I hope I didn't screw up the knobs.
We didn't let the Bob climb up in a chair because, frankly, we get the Bob up in a chair and we're just asking for workers' comp.
The right Bobs.
Then. The Bobs. We don't get the Bobs up on chairs. Or, you know, just even the thought of it is scary.
Well, good morning. It's currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this Wednesday? Partly sunny. Today, the forecast calls for 69, and we promise we're not going to tweet you that we screwed up. By the way, I heard that New York cost $200 million to close down the subway and close down New York City for all its transit transportation that day, just New York City alone. So,
they didn't have to, but
I guess better safe than sorry. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures of 45 degrees. Now, the forecast on Thursday and Friday calls for mostly sunny, 70 and sunny on Friday. Super Bowl Sunday looks like we're going to have partly sunny with temperatures around 66. And then we start our chance of showers again on Monday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends where they're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Call them at 365-3793.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And a lot of things going on. Is my microphone turned up?
Yeah, what's happening with
what's
that?
What's going on
it's
with
like
this?
It's like a short
it's,
with
it's,
it.
I can't, it's almost there like you. I can't hear it.
How's that?
Okay, that's better, but I think then we're, okay, there are,
okay.
Something's going on with our mic.
It's like a short. Feels like there's a short there in the, go ahead, keep going.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, you know, this weekend, on the 31st, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Let me switch microphones here since somebody's done something, obviously. Okay. Hey, this Saturday is the first annual New Year's relaxation celebration on the 31st here. And it's going to be, of course, at the Frontier Senior Center. This is for the veterans, embracing women veterans. And they've got like over 100 ladies coming to this. This is going to be a huge success. Registrations at 9:30, resources fair from 10 to 12. Lunch and fun games. And lunch is being provided by Jersey Mike's. I can't say enough about Jersey Mike's subs. I mean, they stand up. This is like the third or fourth or maybe even the fifth time that they've stood up and supported the veterans in this town. So I have nothing but great things to say about them. And if you want any more information, give a call to 916-737-8399 and ask for Tracy Watts Briggs. And there's got a lot of giveaways they're going to be doing, things like that. So,
okay, let's try now. Okay, now go back.
Okay, now we're back.
Okay. Right. Now, I came in and I didn't touch any knobs yesterday, but I did clean because everything was so dust-filled and I worried about it. So maybe I did touch a thing.
Yesterday, I
have to share with you.
You just turned. Okay. You just did it again. Okay, I've got.
No, the processor's failing.
The processor's failing. Okay, so let's do this together.
Okay,
we put you in bypass. All right, this is what's happening with you know, all this electronic equipment So yesterday, speaking of electronic, I go to we're ready to take a yoga class because we started this beginning yoga where we were going to be introduced to each one of the teachers over at House of Yoga Tuesday night. And I go in to get dressed and put on my yoga outfit and then come back and I slam my finger in the door, in the closet door. So it was bleeding and I was afraid because my nail was not ripped, but, you know, crooked and
turned sideways.
So I go to Carl. Carl says, well, let's go over to, you know, Hilltop Medical. Well, we went to the one on Eureka and it was really nice. We got in rather quickly, but they did an x-ray. So this is something I didn't know before. And, I, you know, Carl, I guess you knew this before. I have it's a fracture.
It's an open fracture.
And a fracture on the tip of my finger, which you would think, you know, no big deal. You just wrap it in a Band-Aid. But no, because it's an open wound with the fracture, they have put me on antibiotics. Because with an open fracture, if there's a small percentage, but a percentage that you could get an infection that could go into your bone. So all from slamming my finger, who would know? Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk that? So not only that, but
you were
also able to get a tetanus shot.
I had a tetanus shot, so.
You know what? You had little Band-Aids everywhere on you yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then plus now she's wearing this metal finger stall to protect it. But as the doctor said, he said, well, you know what? Those fingernails can probably protect it. But the first time you touch anything with it, you're going to know.
Yeah, he said it'd take about 4 weeks.
Tip end of her finger. Anyway.
So, Eldon, you probably had a few of these finger splints on because being a catcher, did you ever have screwed up hands?
Yeah. Actually, the worst injury I've had, though, was not from catching with my finger. I remember it was sophomore year, and I was in a weightlifting class. And me and my friend were kind of messing around in the corner talking to each other. And all of a sudden, the teacher came. So I was like, uh-oh, I need to get a weight on the rack.
Right.
And so it looks like I'm doing something. And I pick up the weight off the rack, and my finger gets squeezed in between the rack and the weight. So then I had a broken finger, and I played with it the rest of the year. It was pretty painful. But
okay, if you're wondering, who's Eldon? Eldon is our intern from Simpson University.
Since then, I've developed a better work habit.
Now you lift all the time.
You learn.
Yeah, you've learned not to try and hide because, see, this is your punishment.
That was karma. Yeah.
That was karma. And he plays catcher on the Simpson University baseball team this year. So we're going to be following that. And he's in here 3 days a week. And we're trying to teach him on – we're trying to train him on the board, which he's done very well, but then in other aspects of radio, because this is your broadcasting or communications major. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Will. All right. Let's talk about, you know, I'm gonna take a quick break because I want to come back and talk about Bergdahl, and it's going to take longer than just 2 or 3 minutes.
Talk about what?
Private Bergdahl.
The guy
soldier
who
trying to figure out if he deserted or not. Okay. He left his unit during a time of war. In Afghanistan, he gets captured and imprisoned, or so he says, for 5 years in Afghanistan by the Taliban. And to get his release, President Obama turns loose 5 al-Qaeda operatives and then is surprised to find out that Bergdahl had deserted. He had left his unit, and there were men in his unit that are very, very and officers that are, you know, enlisted and officers that are very adamant that this man left during times of war to avoid it. But we're going to talk about this. We're getting all types of reports. He's going to be charged with desertion, but there's a variety of ways you can be charged with leaving your post. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Candy is more than just a sweet treat, and you can learn why in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. From January 17th to May 13th, Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Häagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Redding Electric Utility is proud to announce that we will be moving into our new office at 3611 Avtech Parkway. The last day for walk-in customer service at City Hall will be February 5th, 2015. REU will be open for business at our new location on February 9th at 8 a.m. Our new address is 3611 Avtech Parkway, 1/2 mile south of Rancho Road off Airport Road. There will still be a utility drop box located at the north side of City Hall. Please do not hesitate to contact REU with any questions at 339-7300.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Tonight, what it means to be young from Streets of Fire. A great, kind of a cult musical with Michael Perry
you love
and
Diane
Lane.
To watch Lane over and over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do. You know what? It's like watching Rock of Ages. I don't watch the movie. I don't watch this one. I just go from song to song and listen to it because they're well staged and they're, I like the music. So welcome back. KCNR 1460, 719 in the morning here on the 28th of January. 43 degrees out there today. It looks like it's going to be another beautiful day. And when indeed we need our snow, we need our rain here, give us a call at 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR. NR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy with MedSync. MedSync is where they take all your prescriptions, whether it's one or five, and they sync them in such a way as that they're all due on the same day. You don't have to do anything, except now they all, instead of having to make multiple phone calls, come down several times, they're due all on one day. What a great idea. And this is all from Owens, a locally owned, locally operated pharmacy right here in Redding. Six of them in our town. Open from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday for most of them. The one on Court Street does compounds, which are made right there, and you can use that day. Also, Owens Pharmacy offers you a, you know, it's almost like your own personal pharmacist who asks you what's going on. If they see something, you know, comes in with a prescription or something like that, they look at it. You know, they know what's right for you and what you've been taking. It's kind of that last line of defense. All this at Owens Pharmacy. Head on down there. You're going to, you know, we do. And we're very happy. Again, a locally owned, locally operated. Okay. Private Bergdahl, the man who left his unit during time of war in Afghanistan, was captured and allegedly kept in captivity by the Taliban for 5 years. We traded five, count them, five Al-Qaeda operatives out of Guantanamo Bay, the bad place for bad people, and for Bergdahl. And then the president, being very proud of himself, brought Bergdahl's parents in there and into the garden, the White House, the Rose Garden, said, hey, this is what we did. All the time ignoring the fact that everybody in the army, in those units and all around the army, knew that Bergdahl had deserted, had left his post on purpose. He just wasn't, you know, he wasn't out on a lone wolf mission and was captured. He left. Left his gun, packed his stuff, and was heading for the mountains, is what he said. So, what's that happens? They get him back. He's got like $300,000 in back pay coming, by the way. He's got all this other stuff. And the Army, of course, conducts an investigation. Well, how long does it take to conduct an investigation? It's been months and months. And the question is, what are they going to charge him with? They've got to charge him with something. So here's the things they can charge him with. Everybody says it's desertion. Well, a soldier or a Marine, a serviceman leaving his post comes under different things. The first one, of course, is absent without leave. In the Marine Corps, we call it unauthorized absence. That could be an hour, 2 hours, a day, a weekend. You know, sometimes you lose your Marines who fall in love for, you know, and they don't come back on Mondays. They come back Tuesdays.
And
where
that,
you, where
what
you
happens
been, where you been, Marine? Well, you know, they don't, you know, and they just come in, sir, you know, Marine fell in love, you know, or something like that. And so what you do is you find them. You can restrict them to the base for a couple of weeks, things like that. If it's a long time, then you're kind of talking about desertion. That means your desertion is with intent to avoid. Okay, you could call it if they're gone for weeks or months, you can discharge them with an undesirable discharge administratively like that. Desertion, the second one, desertion with intent to avoid hazardous duty or to shirk important service. This is probably one of the likely charges because he left his unit while he was deployed in war. You can't prove, it's going to be hard to prove he never intended to come back. We've had people come back after they've deserted and, you know, for like 5, 6, 10 years. I had one of my men. I had one of my men that was gone for 3.5 years, turned himself in. They brought him back and they said, look, add this on. You've got 3.5 years of bad time. So you do your regular enlistment in 3 more years. And he was doing it. He was in his fourth year right then. I mean, he deserted, but you took him back. Well, he was on his way to Vietnam. They sent, you know, three times he went to the airport. Three times they took him off the plane, said, no, we don't have enough room, blah, blah, blah. The fourth time he got the word, he didn't show up for 3 years. Then he did show up. So, but he wasn't just, most people would be discharged, just discharge him because they find these occasionally had to, you know, that this happens. Most of them just leave and they're picked up by the sheriff or they're picked up by somebody because we'll send out a, hey, we're missing this Marine. This is his hometown. So we just send it to the local police. And a lot of times that's where you find them.
Desertion.
A lot of times they come back, but desertion, in the face of avoiding something, to avoid hazards of duty. That's a big one. They can get you on that. You get jail time for that one. There's desertion with intent to remain away permanently. That's the one that can put you in jail. That, and during times of war, so he's in a war zone. He could get, I mean, theoretically, life in prison or the death penalty. However, there's only been one soldier ever executed for desertion during time of war, and that was Private Eddie Slovak. During World War II, he was 24, and under Eisenhower's command, they killed him. They executed him for desertion. Nobody knew about it for 9 years afterwards, though. So these are the things they could do. Well, so why?
Did he stand trial, or did they execute him in the field and say, okay, you're a deserter, boom.
They court-martialed him, and they found him guilty. Hey, you deserted in the face of the enemy, left your men out there. See, this is why Bergdahl's mates are also upset about this. They all were in combat. Bergdahl takes it upon himself to leave his stuff, and according to all the reports, packs some of his belongings, and he heads for the mountains.
Do you think he was a spy?
No, I don't think he was a spy. I think he just, you know what, he was just, I'm not going to do this anymore. This isn't, combat's not what I signed up for. You know, I mean, that's not what he said, but you get people to do this. But he did it in Afghanistan in the face of the enemy, and here's the worst part. They sent out patrols after him And over the period of time trying to find this man, others were killed looking for him. And you, and they could argue that, oh, well, what, you know, they were going to go out on patrol anyway. They were, some of them were going out specifically looking for Bergdahl. He could have been captured. You know, he could have just been doing something stupid and left the, you know, left the lines and, you know, with his gear and all that, but he didn't. He, it was evident he did. Well, the thing about it is, once this happened, Obama quickly pulled back in, and everybody goes, oh, okay, you know, because the question is, why would you trade five of the really bad guys for a deserter? You know, for
that's
a guy
I'm
who left
if
his
it's a
post,
spy.
If you left his post.
Right. Is he, nah, he can't
because
just
he
be
did,
that simple.
There was no indication. No, I think it could be that simple. I think he's an idiot. But the point is that he did know what he was doing when he left there. Was he thinking he could just kind of like hike through like through the mountains like somebody on a like you know going from country to country? Oh, this is just my vacation now. The bottom line though is this: is that he came back. We traded people for him. The White House, obviously, there's politics involved in this. Now, why is it taking so long? Because there's politics involved in this. You know, and they're going to come out, and I will bet they'll say that it's going to be, that he left, you know, the one that during time of hazardous duty and all this, they'll find him guilty of that. They're going to charge him with that. I don't know if they'll find him guilty. They'll probably charge him with that. And what's going to end up doing, he's going to end up getting a couple of years in jail, and, which may be commuted because he's spent 5 years in a Taliban jail, but they could commute that, but he's going to lose that $300,000 that the government owes him. Because he chose himself to leave. He didn't choose to get captured, but he chose to leave. So why should he get rewarded for that? This is just what I think. And then again, like Weatherman, you get what you pay for. And as I was being briefed today about Weatherman, you know, we talked about how it cost $200 million for the weathermen to be wrong, the meteorologist to be wrong in New York. However, in other parts up the Northeast, they got their 3 feet of snow. They got their 40 and 50 mile an hour winds. It just wasn't in New York. Yeah, I don't know why, you know, but still, the meteorologists were apologizing. Okay, the Bergdahl case. It's not over. And we should be hearing, we're hearing things that is coming out of the Pentagon saying they're charging him with desertion, not the unauthorized absence or absence without leave. They're charging him with desertion. So. This is going to be interesting here in the future. Okay, Carl
okay,
and Linda.
Before we take our break, we didn't pull up the cue, but remember the song, We Are the World. Yeah. Maybe you can pull that up. We are the children.
Nope.
Well,
I don't remember that.
Yes, you do. Was everybody, yes, all your favorites. It's the same era of the Rock the Ages.
When was it?
It was 30 years ago. I know, that's what I'm saying. The charity anthem brought the top recording artists of the time together to support USA for Africa. Bob's
like
over there 85? Going, oh my God.
85?
Just 5 years ago, the same song was re-recorded to support Haiti after its devastating 2010 earthquake. So We Are the World was brought together. You remember you had Tina Turner and you had Michael Jackson and you had Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder.
Would you forgive me if I didn't remember that one? I mean, I guess I do kind of, but you know.
It was the biggest single, charity single of all time, took place 30 years ago Wednesday. That's today. A&M Recording Studios in Hollywood following the American... There we go. Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Cyndi Lauper, Bruce Springsteen, Huey Lewis, Willie Nelson, Tina Turner, the Pointer Sisters, Kenny Rogers, and the Jacksons. Here we go. I think there's a little Joe Cocker in there, too, isn't there?
It's Michael Jackson.
Quincy Jones. Diana Ross.
30 years, huh? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. We are the world.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:33 in the morning, 43 degrees out there today. January the 28th, Wednesday, 2015. For those of you who are just waking up from 2014. It was a great, great, great New Year's Eve. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live throughout the world on KCNR1460.com. And somebody loved the, I loved that song. Played it again sometime.
We Are the World.
We Are the World. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Hey,
it's a happy song. I think it was a unification America felt with all those people, all of the stars coming together to do that. So you had like a little... It was a great melting pot of the time.
This portion of the show, well, you know, you're right. I mean, I vaguely remember it. I was deployed someplace. This portion of the show, however, is, I always remember this, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Our friends down there, Leonard and all of his associates, they're with getting ready for Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. And if you need to make up for Christmas because perhaps you missed the mark, and there's a good place to go to is Four Winds Jewelry, or just something to remind. You know, that those hearts on a chain with little diamonds, all those kind of things. Well, he has them all. He always has sales going on. Leonard's been in the business 45 years, been 21 years right there at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry, he has estate jewelry that you can't believe. It's just outstanding. Head on down there Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 4:30. Give him a call, 222-2750.
Well, what a wonderful surprise it is, and you never know what's going to happen when you're on live radio. So this morning, Foothill High School's Performing Arts, three of the fabulous singers, as well as the producer, Marty Dixon, is with us. An evening at Club Cougar is happening soon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
And we're going to have some vocals as well. Marty, tell us what tell us all about Club Cougar and what you guys are doing.
Okay, well, Club Cougar is a production put on by the Performing Arts Department of Foothill High School. All the performers are students. And with a lot of parent support, we pull off this event every year. We've been doing it for over 20 years. And for those that haven't attended Club Cougar, I'll walk you through a little bit about what Club Cougar is.
Great.
When you arrive at Reading Church of the Nazarene, you park in the parking lot where the big red flag is. Everyone knows where the big red flag is here in Reading. And you walk over and you get in some antique cars and you're taken over to the club, which is on that site as well, just to kind of get you in the mood for the 1930s. Mm. And then you enter Club Cougar, and as you enter the club, you experience fantastic big band music of the era, all performed by the Club Cougar Orchestra, which is
wow.
comprised of all Foothill students, Foothill Jazz Band students. And throughout the night, you'll enjoy a four-course meal catered by View 202.
Wow.
And experience dancing. Patrons are encouraged to dance. The dance floor is open anytime the Club Cougar dancers aren't performing or drama isn't going on, which all those occur throughout the evening. And then at the end of the night, culminates in a finale, which is a fantastic dance number put on by the Club Cougar dancers.
So basically what you're getting is when you walk into this cabaret evening experience, you're walking in as if, you know, now are you telling me that all, just like when you go to the Madrigal experience, except for you don't dance, but that's like you, all of a sudden you walk into, you're enveloped in this, or embraced or engrossed in this complete, everybody there is in costume and working and talking to you while you're eating. Same kind of thing where they're, you've got the cigarette girl and you've got, the, well, I don't know what
right.
she would be, cigar, you know, the fake
chiclet
ones.
The girls.
The chiclet, thank you. Chiclet girls. The chiclet girls. So right. I'm trying to envision what, you know, so give me more of a visual here. So everybody's dressed in costume of the era and the band is
yes.
where you have the performers that come out and then they take a break and then there's music and then there's an act and then there's music or.
Right. It's a continual back and forth between drama, but there is a drama that unfolds throughout the evening that of course is appropriate for the era, kind of Al Capone-ish type drama.
Mm-hmm. We love that era.
Yeah, it's so much fun. The music's fantastic. The you know the attire is you know is it's just a wonderful time to re-experience.
1930s.
Yes.
All right. So we have some future stars of America here, or they are definitely our young stars here in Reading. Let's go through and would you introduce each one of yourselves? So come up on the microphone. We'll start with you.
I'm Shelby Crawford. I'm 15 years old and I'm a sophomore at Foothill.
Okay. And what will you be singing?
I will be singing My Funny Valentine, Cheek to Cheek, and the two trio songs, Oh Johnny and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Are you an alto?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And next?
Hi, I'm Erica Thompson. I'm 17 and I'm a junior.
Okay, and you'll be singing?
I'm going to be singing Skylark and then the two trio songs.
All right, and next we have?
Madeline West. I'm 16 years old, and I am a sophomore.
All right, and you'll be singing at the Club Cougar?
Yes. I'm going to be singing Mean to Me and the two trio songs, and I'll also be dancing this year.
Oh,
boy. So that's
going
to be a lot of fun.
Okay, now, you probably have never heard of this group called the Gold Diggers. With Dean Martin. This was a group that was in his that was on TV with him and toured throughout the world. Well, Linda was one of them. And
that's awesome.
The Bugle Boy of Company B is one of the ones that
yeah,
she and her
that.
Fellow
we,
gold diggers
we did do that.
Sung. So, and before you leave and go back and look at the poster, but you can sing
very
boys or the Bugle Boys of Company C, right? Or B?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Are we going to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Okay.
We'll pull that up, pull the microphone up a little bit, and let's hear it. Let's hear that one. I can't wait.
Well, I bet you the band full out with the drums and the whole thing. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're
going
to be singing Oh Johnny first.
Okay, go ahead,
okay.
please.
All right.
Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, heavens above, you make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still a minute. I'm so, oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, ba da 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 da
Wow.
Okay.
Tight right. harmony, tight harmony, really good blending. Oh, my gosh, you guys. This is what we have here in Reading, just wonderful town. At Foothill High School's Performing Arts is going to present an evening of Club Cougar. Let's talk about those dates now, February 4th through the 7th and February 11th through 14th. All right, what do you have next?
Wait a minute. How do you get tickets for this now?
You can go on clubcougar2015.eventbrite.com, and tickets are available online.
Okay.
That, right. I'm so impressed. I'm just impressed. You know, beautiful 15, 17, and 16-year-old girls, bright-eyed, totally blending in the morning, and using the cell phone for the pitch pipe. Okay. Yes. So.
You know what? Life has changed so,
so cool.
much. You know, when the, okay. when the ones that come in and sing the quartets, the girl, oh, the Sweet Adelaides.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't have that. They have a regular
they have
pitch
an old pipe. Pitch pipe. That's
yeah, but that's cute.
My era.
Yeah. Okay, so this is
that
the, what's
so
this
cool.
one now?
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
All right. Hey, look, I've heard this before. So.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next year the cap went out and crafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root. A toot, a tootly attitude, he blows an eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't play a note unless the bass and guitar's playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes. Now, is that, you know, who's the musical director?
Mitch Barr is the musical director. He's the band director. And then Tom Nagy is the choir director. Natalie Hendrickson is the drama director, and then Kathy Babcock does the dance choreography.
Oh, wonderful, you know, Kathy.
You know, Kathy Babcock yeah. and I won Dancing with the Stars
years ago. Oh, you did?
Kathy's yeah, great.
We won the Judges Award
Love
there.
Yeah,
her. We just danced my little feet off.
Yeah.
Hey, but John, wait a minute. John, I'm sorry, huh? Marty.
Yeah.
Marty Dixon is – I've got John Dixon here on the chat room, so I got Marty Dixon. You are a parent volunteer.
Correct. Club Cougar is all supported through parent volunteers who devote hours and hours of time to pull this off. You know, just to give you an idea, the venue is actually a gymnasium at the church, but you would never know that when you arrive. You know, you enter from upstairs, and there's a balcony that looks out into it, and you would be sure you're looking into a 1940s nightclub, 1930s, 1940s nightclub. And it's just a huge undertaking of effort to pull this off at the level that Club Cougar is. I mean, it's quite an experience.
I just want to say again that I am so very impressed. That is a really hard, and the blending, the Andrew Sisters, that was probably the original because the harmonies are much more intricate than what we did when we were doing our, you know, performing. We didn't have the same, they're much more moving parts. They did more of a straight line with what we did. So I was really listening to that and how you were able to come and blend your voice in the syncopation and then come into where you blended in all in the same note. So your teacher is very smart and very wonderful at picking the three of you together to do the trio. Oh, Johnny was great. Bugle Boy was great. So I think we're going to see like a fantastic event with Club Cougar, and no wonder the parents get excited. And you, I just commend that you came here this morning and you just are such ladies. So nice to see that. It's refreshing.
You know, it is.
I like watching them sing because they're just obviously and
yeah.
they're smiling.
And they're kind to each other.
It is. I mean, well, that's, you know what?
It's important to be kind to each other when you're singing. Yeah. You have to listen and watch the mouth and be, you can't overshadow. So you have, it's really an important lesson in life and how to be a friend.
Club Cougar is very much like that for all aspects because you've got the dancers, you have the drama, you have the band, you have all the bussers and servers that work together to get the food out to serve all the patrons. And the friendships and the camaraderie that is built through this experience that the students build is amazing. And they enjoy it so much. They've worked so hard for months to pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the show on the final night, the kids are so emotional because it's been so much fun. They're so tired.
Yeah.
But they also are very sorry that it's ending because it's so fantastic. Mm-hmm.
It will forever touch your life as it is right now. We're so glad that you kind of winged it and came on. We didn't have you scheduled, but our sister station did. And so we're like, come on. Step into the light.
We borrow each other's guests a lot of times like that as they're coming through because – we try to support every school function, all these to have you all on. So just remember us for next year when this gets close to have you on, and we can rotate people through here.
Wonderful.
We love listening to it. Okay.
February 4th through the 7th, February 11th through the 14th. That's nice that you guys get a run there. And go to Club Cougar 2015, eventbrite.com.
All right. Wait, we'll be right back after these messages.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Shopping local, staying local builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
That's the way you need it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Any way you want it. There you got it, right here. 43 degrees, Carl Linda Bott, 7:48 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Here it is. January the 28th, 2015. You know what? What a great start we've had, though, so far. Besides the fact that one of our processors just blew itself up. Hey, I was reading all types of things, and, you know, the first thing is down in Arizona, an illegal immigrant who is out on probation or is out on bond kills a clerk.
kills a clerk in a convenience store over a pack of cigarettes. And then you go back and you look at this. They caught him. He was illegal. They said, well, you know what? He wasn't affiliated with the gang. He wasn't serious. Well, this is even though that they had been a variety of people saying things or accusations of him pointing a gun at his ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend. I mean, just all types of things. And they still didn't pick him up. So here's a great example. They say, oh, no, gosh, there's no problems here, where an illegal kills a guy over a pack of cigarettes. And already he'd been arrested. If he'd just been deported. Oh, no, we don't have to deport them. Oh, no. And, you know, this thing we were talking about with that paper down in where the guy had written illegal. You know, they'd said illegals lining up, and they were then they had threats, and they had their newspaper offices were paintballed, which is like the next step from guns. And they said borders are illegal, not the people. So this whole thing, when I see this, is just so sad. And I'm just wondering if the Republicans are caving on this. Guys, you ran on this thing was to make our borders safe. And you look at all the attacks that are going on out in the world here. Look at France. Look at other places where people are coming across the border and killing people. Are they there? So how can we control our borders? How can we actually have a true immigration policy? Should everybody be sent back? No, I don't think everybody should be sent back. First of all, you couldn't do it. But the other thing, though, is you've got to shut down the border so nobody else comes through. Then let's work with it. The very first thing you've got to do, and Republicans, GOP, you took the office to do something about that. Other thing is that when people are showing me things here that are written, the other thing too is this, is once you get the border secured, now you can address the fact that we've got all these people here. And then you can start addressing facts like saying, oh, nobody wants these, they take jobs nobody else wants. Wrong. People working in the serving industry, 62% of them are non-illegals. Oh my gosh, could that be? Yes. And you say, oh no, we wouldn't have any people working in the service industry or out in the farms or anything. You take a look at from this, this is from the census group. This is from a United States Census Board that took the census, last time out, said this is what they have found. So it isn't that illegals are only taking jobs that people don't want. No, they're taking jobs that are out there that Americans could do. Legal Americans are people here legally on visas. This whole thing about just giving people stuff because they're here legally, we don't want to separate their families. Well, they wouldn't separate their families if they hadn't come here illegally. I don't care. What I care about is this country and making sure the people in this country. You want to do something for people in this country? How about the veterans? How about all these problems they're having in the Veterans Administration? How about all these veterans that can't get services? What about all of that? What about this backup? What about all of these things? Why don't you put the money that you were so eager, Governor Brown and Democrats in this state of California, instead of spending it on illegals, why don't you spend it on your veterans? God knows we need more services. We need more facilities here. Look how long it took you to get a veterans home up, yet you could put money into the illegals, into a train to nowhere. Why not that? Why not expand the veterans facilities? If the veterans could ever speak as one voice, it would change the state of California. It would just change the state of California. If veterans could speak as one voice, imagine over 1 million veterans out there working for something in their hometowns, in the state, being organized and saying, look, you know what? That's fine. You want to spend money on this train, but fine. But for every dollar you spend on that train, you better be spending money on making health facilities, both mental and physical health facilities, available for our veterans. How about job training at the same extent that you're spending money on giving illegal driver's licenses? How about new job training? How about that for our veterans who've got like a 20% or higher unemployment rate? How about stuff like that? No, we're so busy spending money on illegals. So we sometimes forget that. Or going after doing stupid things. Let's just outlaw lead. Oh, let's make the wolves an endangered species. There are no wolves here in California. There are no wolves here. Why would you even do that? Why would you even spend the time on that?
Well,
my bottom line here is it's not the fact that it's such a tragedy that this illegal that was here, that was released on bond, just not out of the blue, killed this guy. over a pack of cigarettes, a convenience store clerk, which, you know, by the way, probably I would doubt by his name that he may be here illegally, maybe not. It doesn't make any difference, but he was killed over a pack of cigarettes. And this guy had been pointing his gun at people. He'd been reported and nothing had happened. Congratulations on this new policy, or this policy that the Obama administration has had. But if you're going to spend money on illegal, spend at least the same amount on your veterans.
All right. So, we got a call from Richie. Hey, by the way, the big red flag, that was a, the guy who came and talked with us is was trying to say the red, white, and blue flag. It's the big American flag on five. Oh. I got the clarification because, like, you know, don't say that on the station.
Yeah. He wants to ask about the big red flag.
Yeah.
You know, thanks a lot.
No,
no,
I mean,
that's not what they were talking
no,
about.
No, and then he stopped himself on the sister station well over there, and I said, what did you mean to him? I thought maybe they just put one up for the show. No, it's the big red. It's the big flag on highway, on freeway, the five. Okay, speaking of Carl, this really coincides with what you're talking about with regulations. This just can make my stomach churn. This is out of New Jersey. School was closed for the blizzard that wasn't, but that was still, there was still enough snow on the ground that two high schoolers thought they could make a few extra bucks. In the process, Matt and Eric, won't mention their last names, both 18, also learned a valuable lesson about one of the costs of doing business, government regulations. The two friends were canvassing a neighborhood near their borough's border with Bridgewater early Monday evening, handing out flyers, promoting their service, when they were pulled over by police and told to stop. The story was shared on popular Facebook, a group of residents who saw them being questioned by police after coming to the door. Are you kidding me? They said, our generation does nothing but complain about this generation being lazy and not working for their money. Here are a couple kids who take the time to print up flyers, walk door to door in the snow, and then shovel snow for someone spending money, and someone calls the cops and tell them to stop.
And they're stopping why?
Because they're not licensed.
Oh, I just love it.
Because they're not licensed. So they were not arrested and not issued a ticket. And the police's concern were, they say, because about being outside during dangerous conditions and that they were unlicensed. We don't make the laws, but we have to hold them. And later on in this, it says snow removal. It shows the flyer. You know, this is what, you know, you think about kids today, and we're talking about teenagers, that are trying to make some extra money. How these guys show ambition.
An initiative.
Oh, it's snowy. We're not going to sit there and game. We're not going to game on the today.
I bet we can
Let's make some money.
I bet we can make $5 a driveway or something. And then they go out for this.
I think it's probably a lot more than $5.
Well, how much did it say?
Well, let me put my glasses back on.
But here's the thing about it is.
Prices are negotiable.
Prices. Okay. So somebody could say, we want to charge you $20 for this. I'll give you $10. Okay. Or something like that. But here's the point is they are going out. They are using their initiative. And the police said, well, you know, we don't make the laws. Well, yeah, you know what? But you do enforce them, Mr. Policeman. And let's just face it. Was that the only thing going on in your city that you had to go out and enforce this law? I mean, come on. Really? I mean, there wasn't other things going on?
It said, in this borough, anyone selling goods and services door-to-door must apply for a license that can cost as much as $450 for permission that is valid for only 180 days.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, hey.
I'm just telling you, you know, government makes it hard for people to have initiative. They'll hold your arms back when you really want to go out and do something with yourself.
That's right. And the only people that make jobs is the private economy. It's not the government. But here's something else. You really want to get fired up? University of California President Janet Neapolitano said Wednesday she is devoting $5 million to provide special counseling and financial aid for students living in the U.S. illegally, a move aimed at disarming critics who warned they worried she would be hostile to the small but vocal student population. Let me be clear, she says, whether they are – UC welcomes all students who are qualified academically, whether they are documented or undocumented. Consider this a down payment, one more piece of evidence of our commitment to all Californians. There goes $5 million, my friends, of your money to illegals. How much of that's going – are they going to spend the same amount, California, on veterans? No. No, they won't. They won't come up with a $5 million – hey, let's spend $5 million more in getting jobs for our veterans. Does this get to you or not? Hey, when we come back from a break after the news, Reading City Councilwoman Missy MacArthur will be with us. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New Englanders savaged by a blizzard packing knee-high snowfall and hurricane-force winds are still digging out today as New Yorkers and others spared its full fury. Question whether the forecast may have been overestimated for their areas. Amy Klein says her flight home to Australia was delayed by 33 hours, and she understands why the planes had to be grounded.
I think in safety reasons, yeah. In the end, it was safer to put us a day back than risk us if the storm did come through.
She's trying to fly home from Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. Evan Gold is senior vice president for the company Planalytics. He says the economic impact of the storm is estimated at about $500 million.
Now, that does sound like a lot of money, but when you think about last year, where we had a polar vortex, several weeks of that, more population centers impacted, as well as above normal snowfall, last year's overall economic impact is pegged at anywhere from $15 to $50 billion.
Meanwhile, air travel and rail travel trying to get back to normal today after thousands of delays yesterday. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. technology giant Apple reporting the biggest quarterly profit ever made by a public company. Luke Westaway of CNET spoke to Britain's Sky News.
I think even Apple is a little surprised at how well it's done. The iPhone 6 has performed really well. And actually, this is a company that over the last few years has continually defied the critics.
And record sales of iPhones were behind the surge in profits. Apple sold 74.5 million iPhones in the 3 months of up to the 27th of December, well ahead of most analysts' expectations. Another company that surged ahead of those expectations was Boeing. Stock rose 3.4% after commercial jet demand boosted its profits and helped it to easily top expectations and offset slower business on the defense side. On Wall Street right now, it is the Dow up by 70 points, and this is SRN News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-4013. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-4013. That's 1-800-859-4013. Call 1-800-859-4013.
Lawmakers in Washington are doing their part to raise awareness of the growing problem of human trafficking.
We're not going to allow a situation where America's children are bartered and sold on the marketplace for sexual assault.
Texas Congressman Ted Post spotlighting a crime that victimizes some 2.5 million people worldwide, many of them children.
There is no higher duty or responsibility of government than to protect children from violence and predatory behavior.
New Jersey's Chris Smith, sponsor of one of a dozen human trafficking bills that sailed through the House.
Today marks a critical step forward.
Washington's Kathy McMorris Rogers expressing optimism the measures will make it to the president's desk.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. The head of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says the agency never installed surveillance cameras to photograph vehicle license plates near gun shows. The idea had been proposed in an internal DEA email as part of an effort to investigate gun trafficking crimes. This is SRN News. New fiber optic service coming to the southeast. SRN's Ron DeRockstra has more details.
Google's bringing its ultra-fast gigabit speed to its internet service in Nashville, Atlanta, Raleigh, Durham, and Charlotte. At speeds of more than 50 times the national broadband average, Google Fiber can download an entire movie in less than 2 minutes. The company said prices in markets where it's already available, such as Kansas City, are comparable to or below what most households already pay. Ron DeRockstra, SRN News.
A fugitive treasure hunter wanted by federal officials for more than 2 years has been arrested in Florida. The U.S. Marshals Service in Columbus, Ohio says the agency tracked down Tommy Thompson at a hotel and Palm Beach County. He made history in 1988 when he found what's been described as the greatest lost treasure in American history, the sunken SS Central America. A civil warrant was issued in 2012 after he failed to show up for a court hearing. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 28th of January. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. Chat room is in here rocking. Goodbye, John. John had to leave a little bit early. He's working down in Santa Rosa here.
Oh, nice to have him
sunny
back.
Sunny and red and everybody's in there. Oh, good morning. What's the
good morning?
What kind of day we got?
Well, it's 48 degrees currently. Partly cloudy is what our forecast is calling for a day with temperatures around 69 degrees or highs. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 45. Thursday calls for a high of 70. Thursday night's 44 and Friday goes to 71. Now we're coming up on Super Bowl Sunday. We have a slight chance of showers, but partly sunny with temperatures around 66.
Oh, bless
Excuse
you.
Excuse me. And a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 62. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, you know when
even good morning.
When it's, good morning. Hey, you know when it's cold out in the morning and then it gets hot in the afternoon. Only in Redding can you get this. And over the weekend it was 80. I still expect it to be in the 30s here. I'm looking back on the East Coast and see New York. It's 9 degrees. But here, when you have any type of problem with your heating or air conditioning, and you could be using your heating and your air conditioning in the same day, it seems like, give Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people, a call. 221-2642. If you have an emergency, they're out there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, on call for your emergencies, any type of heating and cooling systems. They can give warranties and guarantees. It's all part of the service there, but you need to give them a call. Again, 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Locally owned, locally operated, and these are the people we use at our house. So, Reading Rodeo Association is selling tickets early for the rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. How do you get these on sale? And by the way, if you buy them early, you get a break on the cost of the tickets. And if you remember, we're going to have the Champions Challenge this year, which is you've got the best rodeos and the best rodeo cowboy and cowgirls in the world right here in Reading during this time frame. So go to readingrodeo.com and select the buy tickets now option at the top of the screen or call the ticket office at 241-8559. And one of their friendly agents will assist you. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Missy MacArthur is here. Good morning there, Vice Mayor.
Vice Mayor.
Vice Mayor.
You got it. So how long has it been now? How many years have you been on City Council?
Five and some change.
Five and some change.
2009 yeah. or 10? 10?
2008.
Wow.
So I have a year and like.
Has it been that long? I just thought for some reason it was like 10.
A year and 11 months, but who's counting left?
Are you going to run again?
No, not for city council. Definitely not.
For city council.
Because I think that, I've served on a lot of boards, and you probably know that. And I think that having a new perspective, new ideas, new visions is important. And if you're on a nonprofit board or you're on a board of a for-profit company, I think always having a new perspective is very worthwhile. And I'm very happy with the new council, and it's nice to see that they have vision and that they're looking into moving things forward for the community. I feel like I'd be leaving it in good hands.
Right.
So you're not running for city council. Does that mean you're going to run for like supervisor?
You never know.
I love that. Missy's always said that. You never know. There's always that following around Missy. You never know.
Well, part of it is my son graduated from college, and I don't know where he'll be living. And
so you might leave. You might leave.
Well, no, I would never leave. I mean, I was born here.
I was going to say,
but I might want to be more free. Mm-hmm. Definitely, all my obligations with the city council tie me up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We had Walt McNeil on Monday. I don't know if he had a chance to listen to the show or not, or go to the archives. Pilot land suit. Lawsuit, I should say, not land. The payment in lieu of taxes lawsuit that the appellate court has ruled in the favor of the plaintiffs in this. Is the city going to?
I don't know. We haven't discussed it yet, and I'm sure that'll be up at our next meeting. But it'll be a closed session item, I'm sure.
$24 to $30 million, if. If indeed that the plaintiffs win.
If that happens, it will really hurt the city. And it will
$6 million a year.
Hurt the city.
Right.
Very, very bad news.
Walt McNeil said back in 2010, he brought it to the city council and said, look, all you have to do is have a referendum and have the people say they don't mind doing this, you know, that they can, you know, that, yeah, take the, you know, put that tax on their electric bill. And the city council refused to do it.
Of course, that's his perspective, and there's always two sides of any argument. And in fact, the vote was not 3-0 at the appellate level; it was 2-1. So at least there's one.
I didn't say what that was. I'm just saying it was.
I know, but what I'm saying is that there's a dissenting viewpoint, not only from within the city of Reading, but also at the court level. So we're going to see how that plays out. But really, we'll probably figure that out at our next council meeting. Next steps forward are, we don't know yet. We don't know yet. And
is Duvernay making a plan for this or something?
I don't know. I will tell you after I know what's going on. But for now, any lawsuits, as you know, personnel items, stuff like that, or if we're purchasing property, selling property, that goes to closed session first. Because if you're trying to, for instance, negotiate a price, you don't want the seller to know. Show your cards
I'm all fine with that. I mean, and I don't have any problem with it being a closed session on unions. I mean, I'm one of those people that says, you know, you got to have some autonomy here to do it. I believe in a republic that we elect people to do certain things. But one of the things he did say was that he had brought this up in 2010. I just want to.
I do believe he did. I do believe he did bring it up.
And it was voted down.
That's accurate.
And then Francie just said, oh, we're going to have to bring this up in front of the voters. I think that said in the article there.
Yeah, I don't know what Francie said. I'm sorry.
This is something that could have a huge impact on us on everything.
Yes, it would. It could be really a problem.
I hate to use this term, but you're kind of like the graybeard, as we say in the Marine Corps. You've been there the longest. You've got the most knowledge there. Do you find yourself helping Schrader and Brent Weaver on things?
No, I would not say that.
I'm not looking at
with their.
Zero.
No, yeah. I know. I'm just thinking it out because the question kind of surprises me. They're very well seasoned in their own right and good thinkers, really good thinkers.
Okay.
They analyze things in a refreshing new viewpoint, and I'm very, very pleased with how they've approached the council. I was concerned because Brent had not been in a public office before, but boy, I would vote for him for President of the United States right now. That guy's great.
Is he running for that? Not this year, right?
That's cute.
I don't know. He's really good. And, of course, Kristen has all that experience of having been on the board of Shasta High School for years. So she's
Kristen's really – I mean, yeah. Kristen has experience, and we watched her grow during the campaign. I mean, tremendously. So, anyway, our guest is Missy MacArthur, Reading City – Vice Mayor of Reading here. And
that's
getting
right.
ready to step in, what, next year or –
Well, yeah, if we stay with the
with
way
the
things go usually.
Well, if I can't think of you, you wouldn't, because I think everything's going to be a 4-1 vote here for another year or two.
Oh, no, there have been some 3-2s already.
Really? What?
I don't remember off the top of my head because we have 15 votes at night, but okay. But yeah, there are three to twos.
Well, who's the other one? I mean, I know Gary. I mean, Gary, when's Gary.
It's interesting. It just kind of sometimes people have different viewpoints. It's just how it is.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. Missy MacArthur, Vice Mayor of Reading, we'll be right back after these messages.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Happy 2015 from Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Make it your resolution to drive a brand new Kia, the car with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And from Reading Kia, complimentary lifetime oil change. And see dealer for details.
For a limited time, all 2015 Kia Optimas are available with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash. That's 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash on all new 2015 Kia Optimas.
And all new 2015 Kia Sedonas are eligible for 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. And coming very soon to the showroom, the all new 2016 Kia Sorento.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for KMF bonus cash and interest rate offer. Sale ends February 2nd.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk over, you know, you get in there and it's 48 degrees. Get that good cup of coffee, that latte, that espresso, or that just double caffeine jolt that you need to crank that Harley over and get down the street. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco store in Northern California with a great walk-in humidor with all the finely rated, the top-rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado. All of that there at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, Missy, the Electric Utility Commission.
Yeah.
It appears, you know, there was questions. A lot of people got excited about they changed the minutes. Well, the minutes were not changed. It was the agenda. I talked to Pamela Mize, and this is for everybody to know. To change the minutes is a completely different way of doing things than changing the action agenda. What happened was that Pamela Mize told me is that a Kristen Schrader came in and said it didn't capture what she had said. They went back and they listened to the transcripts and looked at it. So they changed, I think, two words in it concerning the Electric Utility Commission. So for everybody who thinks that the minutes were changed, the minutes were not changed. They haven't even been published yet, in fact, for that meeting back in 12-16.
Right.
December
they
16.
Don't get approved until they come back to council.
That's why, you know, when people say, well, you can't do that to the minutes. You can't. But the action agenda can be changed with the approval of the city clerk.
Yeah, I think Kristen actually, I think she said that she called it to Pam Mize's attention, that
yeah,
it didn't
went,
capture her
one,
words.
Yeah, and the change was something essentially like not to take action to eliminate the EUC.
At that time, because well, she wanted...
But that, at that time was not added to that, though.
Right, but right. But that night when I was sitting next to her, she sort of, I mean, my interpretation of what she was saying is, I want to learn more.
Yeah.
And Brent Weaver said the same thing. I want to learn more before I make a decision.
And that came out. So, but then after that, the vote is to do away with the Electric Utility Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Number one, it was $45,000, which isn't a huge amount in terms of the gigantic amount that the Electric Utility Commission generates. But it was, as you know, or maybe you don't know, we're 30 people down in the electric department and have been, at least 2 years, and we aren't able to attract people. So it's time that our staff is using to generate information for this commission, to train them. It's been 18 months, and basically it's such a complex utility that it takes 18 months to train just a citizen to understand the utility. So it's not like you can walk in and see a flow chart and get it. So,
But they've been working on this for, 14 or 15 months?
Yeah,
so,
that's the point.
But they're up to speed now, then.
That's true, but still, there's a lot of staff time required in going to a commission meeting. When you're down 30 people, do you think it's a good use of time to train an advisor when you don't have the time? Like in this business, say, you don't have time to figure out who your next guest is going to be.
Sure, I do.
And you're trying. Yeah, but you have so many hours in the day, right? And so
I do, but
so
I,
say,
but I
say
allocate
you,
him for that.
Yeah, right. But you're deliberately missing the point, is that if you have a totally full life in your work life, I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
and you're already working 10-hour days, then you have to put another hour or two toward having this training session and explaining to people how the whole thing works. And I can tell you, I've talked to two of the when we're that short staffed that we haven't been able to get these employees, if your lights go out and you can't broadcast, you're not going to be happy with us. I can guarantee it. And we're down 30 employees and have been for a long time. So it's not a good use of our time.
Well,
and as Brent Weaver said, and I thought this was very apropos, is that I want to hear what's going on myself. This is a big utility. I don't want it filtered through a commission. I want to know, and I want to make those decisions myself as a council member. And I thought,
he's right. Were you going to do it with all the other commissions too then?
No, it's a whole different animal. I mean, it's like...
Why? Because if you don't want to have it filtered through this commission, then why have any commission?
Because this is so complex that to train, two of the people are going off. So what, we're going to start over again, 18 more months to train two new commissioners?
Well, how many people on the commission? Seven, right?
Right.
So that leaves five, right? So, I mean, five. Yeah. I mean, you don't need seven. What way I understand a commission, you voted to have the commission.
No, I voted against it.
You voted against it. And frankly, I'm not crazy about commissions and committees a lot of times.
That vote, well, that was one of your 3-2 votes.
3-2 votes, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I voted against its establishment because I know how complex it is.
Well, but the thing is now they're up, now they're, they should be up really close to speed, and you've got new people on the city council. Why not use their knowledge of this commission and task them to do some things? Because Brent Weaver coming up to speed, as bright as Brent is, and what a great worker he is, he's also got three businesses here in town, a family, and all this. And frankly, the city council is a part-time job. Is this correct?
Well, for some people, not for me.
Well, I know, but see, you have the time to devote to it. But I know Brent doesn't. I'm thinking Brent doesn't because he's working and he's got all these other things. Why not use a commission that we've spent this money?
Do you think that the commission is spending full time on it? They aren't either.
No.
I mean,
they don't have to. But they've used this 13 or 14 or 15 months.
They probably are spending less time on the commission than Brent Weaver is.
Okay, but they are. But Brent's going to take him a year at least to get up to speed.
Probably not, because he's in construction. It might take Kristen a little longer.
Okay, well, but now that you've got these people, and they are trained, and at the same time we're trying to do away with electric commission, is the time their budget's coming up and all this. It seems like to people, why don't we just use them and find out what they can do now that the reports are coming out, and then if it doesn't work. I mean, $45,000, it was supposed to cost. I think they had $100,000 budgeted for this. Is that correct?
I can't remember the numbers exactly.
It's something like that, or $1,000 more. So they're at like less than half of what they thought it was going to cost.
Yeah.
Less than the raise that Barry Tippin got, and yet
Carl, the thing is, there's no rule that says if we decide we want it, we can bring it back.
But then
you'd have to do the whole thing.
You have thrown away $45,000, right?
But
here.
You know, when we are up to speed with all of our staff, and that we aren't looking for linemen, looking for operators that can manage the system, and we're spending a lot of our staff time in dealing with this commission, it's not a good use of your dollars. I mean, it's just not a good use of taxpayer dollars to be spending not just the dollar factor, the $46,000 or whatever it came out to, not just that, but the staff time, which is the bigger expense.
Well, the $45,000,
and we can always add it back. So
I just don't see
it as a value.
If you want to start it again, you've just thrown away $45,000 over a year and a half of work of Barry Tippin and his people.
Yeah, but
and
should
all
you
people.
Keep throwing good money after bad?
Well, how do we know it's bad? What have they done? Okay,
that's
what,
the thing.
They haven't done anything.
That's
but
the point.
I think
in
that they're
18
up to
months.
Speed. Well, they're up to speed now, and why don't you task them with something? Why don't you just task them with something and just saying, "Oh, we're not getting this done."
Why would if they are a commission? Why would And they're autonomous of us to a certain extent. Why would it be the council that would task that commission with something? The other commissions come to us, like CDAC. They come.
Okay.
They interview different entities that want funds from the city from a certain grant thing, and it's about $75,000 a year. And that commission decides which entities in our community get those monies. Well, they come to the council and say, these are our recommendations. Mm-hmm. And we've had discussions. Sometimes we think, well, why did you give it to this nonprofit or this entity instead of this other one? And they explain themselves. So it's I'm watching somebody make notes here, and I don't know what it
means. It's just who's on the phone. It's a guy named Gene.
So you're saying they have
not brought anything to the city council, so why should you keep them here any longer? That's essentially the what you're saying.
I think I've said a whole bunch here, and that isn't just
the only thing I've said.
But
okay.
I just think there's better use of our tax dollars.
All right.
So
let's go to the phones. Gene, good morning. Do you have a question for Missy?
Well, I do, and one of them is, when is this vote going to take place, or has it already happened?
Which vote are
the
you talking
on,
about?
The vote on doing away with the UNC.
Doing away with the commission.
Yes, that's that vote has taken place. There will be a second reading on the 3rd.
What is the second reading?
That's where it's, since it was an ordinance, then you, if you repeal an ordinance, then you do two readings. So it's the second reading. The first reading was the first meeting. You understand?
No, I don't.
Oh.
The to do away with the commission is going to take, they have to do away with an ordinance. The first time they read it, Gene says, we are going to do away with the ordinance, but we have to give it 30 days, and now we're going to vote again. So the next committee meeting or the next council meeting will be on the 3rd, and this will come up again to do away with the EUC, and then the vote will be taken.
Okay, and so it's a done deal in essence then.
Well, is it?
Well, it's a... Probably, unless people change their votes. Very, I mean, only because it was a 4-1 vote. So unless somebody, two people would have to change their votes. And I hope you understand that what I'm saying is that we appreciate those people that put in those hours and trying to get up to speed on the commission. But well, I think you want your lights on, and the fact that we're so short-staffed in the Electric Utility Commission, and we aren't able to hire. We've been trying to hire.
All right, just a moment. But if you are so short-staffed, that means that you're not paying the money out. So you would be actually saving a lot of money because you don't have the money going out for the staffing. So this is the community's input in. And I know that I just saw in the paper, and I can't remember what it was for, but they sent out something like $90,000 to, you know, another commission to look into something. And I'm going, and you're concerned about $45,000 when it's the people, you know, this is going through this commission to ask questions. I like it.
There were actually 8 individuals over 18 months that had a question. And of them, every one of them comes to council meetings except for one that I know of. So they do have a voice. They can come straight to the council now. They don't have to go through a commission. They can come straight to us.
And wait till the end of the council meeting to ask it, right?
Yeah.
Public comment. Okay, Gene, thanks a lot. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. I guess Missy MacArthur, Vice Mayor of Reading here. We're talking about the EUC, and it looks like the EUC is finished then, is what you're saying.
I would say pretty much.
Barry Tippin's already sent a goodbye guy email out last week.
Pretty much. And, you know, I did talk to some of the commissioners, and a couple of them for sure thought it was probably worthwhile for it to be gone.
Really? I talked to Adam McElvain and three other commissioners who I think are quite reasonable, and they're going to be on Friday, think that it's that the commission should stay.
Well, right. But I'm saying that there are some that say that they agree and they're on the commission. So that's kind of an interesting.
Are those the two that are leaving?
One of them definitely not. He asked me if there was unemployment for the city. Rennie is making a joke for getting off the commission.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back. Missy MacArthur is our vice mayor, and we've talked about the EUC. We've got crime and punishment right after we get back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist and it goes like this.
Good morning, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:36 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, going to, gosh, in the 60s today. It'll be a beautiful day. We need more water, though. We need rain. We need storms. We want that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Yes, get those great haircuts. And you get a discount if you're a veteran or a senior. Man's last stronghold. Yes! The Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue across from Subway. Missy MacArthur is our guest today from the Vice Mayor of Reading. Missy, crime.
Crime.
You know, we as a community came together in July. There were 750 people in the Sequoia Middle School, standing room only, that many turned away, okay? And I felt like we had momentum going.
And then
the Safe City Project, even more momentum, more people, 2,000 to 3,000 people show up. Kristen and Francie and Brent all ran on crime, fixing crime. So here we are in January, the end of January. And the only thing that we've seen we've seen a couple of things. And I'm not throwing this out of play because he's done some things, and there have been some inroads. But now the city is doing a study for $90,000. It's going to take 6 to 8 months to find out how we fight crime. What exactly is going on with that?
Well, as you know, one of Mr. Weaver's platforms was let's have a whole plan, a strategic plan going forward for the crime issues. Mm-hmm. And so this is establishing the backbone of that. So that's what's happening in terms of the strategic plan. Now, as far as what's happening with Safe City Project, as you know, Mr. Wong.
Yeah, he was on the show, too.
Was he? Great.
Yeah, he doesn't appear much on shows. He called in about this so we could thank him for putting up the 18,000.
It was awesome what he did. Yeah. And he's just had a recent new match. Mm-hmm. So that project, that aspect of the 11, that one's moving forward. It's got momentum and it's happening and people are matching it. And, in fact, anybody who calls in, I'll match right now from now till 10 a.m. on your program. I'll match for that project.
From 9 a.m. So if you want to give $100, Missy will give $100.
Right.
If you give $1,000, Missy will give $1,000.
That's right.
You give, okay. Anyway. okay, so that one's moving forward. But
that
again,
means until 10 a.m. Until 9 a.m.
9 a.m. because we're off the air.
Oh, 9 a.m.
Okay, so, what we have is, you know, at least you didn't do it at 5 till. Okay, but the thing about it is that, okay, that's kind of low-hanging fruit. Those are citizens doing it.
Right.
What is the city of Reading, our elected people, doing about going after these guys?
You also have to remember that Safe City Project was geared toward citizens. What can you do, you know, to make things better? So along those lines, I just gave you this is something the city is doing, a picture that shows the before and after.
Absolutely.
And we have – the city has beefed up code enforcement.
Where was this taken at?
That was north of Cypress Street Bridge on the east side of the river, down below the Red Banks.
Yeah, because we're getting a lot of complaints from people that, you know, we've got all these camps along the river. And we there's 30,000 trips just booked out of the fly shop to this area last year. And when you start seeing this stuff along the river.
Right, absolutely. So those camps, as you can see in those pictures, those are before and after – we're really highlighting trying to clean up along the river. So if you, if anybody's interested, at 10 a.m., I'm meeting April LaFrance from Safe City Project and some other walkers with plastic bags, and we're going to Henderson Open Space, and we're going to walk and clean up trash along the trail there. So do you know where that is, where Henderson is? It's down behind the old Raley's.
Right.
Along those lines, I'd invite anybody today that wants to come down there, 10 a.m. I'll be there with plastic bags.
With your plastic bags.
And so code enforcement is one thing that Yes, we are.
Okay.
And that was one of the things Safe City Project said, let's do that. So the city is doing that, and we aren't just sitting on our hands waiting to get the strategic plan. We're trying to see what are the things that we can do right now. As you know, and it's part of the Downtown Business Association, we added the bike patrols.
We opted to pay for those bikes, which we had no problem with. And plus, a camera system, if it's wanted, plus the cleanup effort coming out of the Downtown Reading Business Association.
Right.
I mean, we want this downtown to thrive, of course.
Right.
I've seen no loitering signs start to come up. We know that being the Shasta County is because it's a county seat, we have a lot of things that we do for people that kind of attracts them. And is there a way that, you know, I mean, we give out free food in the parks, we give out free bicycles, we do all these things. Is there a way of kind of putting a stop to that? Or at least having people get permits that they have to pay for?
There is something called the Constitution.
Yeah.
People have rights.
But you can
give somebody a bike, and it's not against the rules.
Well, but if you're going to give them a bike in your business, why don't you just have them permit that then? I mean, when you give out free food in the park, are they permitted to do that?
You mean more government?
In this case, government oversight of how they give away a bike? If they're giving away food in the park, how can they do that? If I'm going to sell food, I've got to have a permit. Is that a permit for them, or are they operating under something else?
I think it has to do with freedom to gather and.
Oh, really? Like the ones down at the library?
Yes, exactly like that. And we got spanked on that, didn't we?
City council did.
Well, so you want us to get spanked again by saying people can't get that food?
Well, not if you say there's a permit associated. What I'm saying is.
Yeah, what are
you
saying?
More rules and regulations.
What I'm saying is that. We know that we're attracting people here at the county, and with this huge cleanup, and it's great. And what you're doing, and you know, and what people are doing on their own is great. But
we've had
a huge impact. Is there anything legally? I guess I need
for people to understand that some of it is on them, and some of it, like this, like me going down and being part of Friends of the Trail. I'm doing my part. The citizens need to do their part in terms of the neighborhood watch, the Stand Up Reading. I went to the sex trafficking summit the other day. I'm participating in a summit that's on the front page of the paper today, the Trails and Walkable Communities. It's Friday at Sequoia School, anybody who's interested. And it goes 12:30 to 7, free. If you're interested in how to make your community a better place, come down and listen. So I think we need a little more positive attitude instead of this negative. We're not doing anything. This negative stuff is getting really old, and I think you can tell that by looking at the results of the council of the election.
Well, I think that everybody wants to be positive. Well, I think people do want to be positive, but when you have people that have a business here that are under almost siege by what's going on around them, that's the part I'm talking about, Missy. Not the part about, oh gosh, not having you can't get together legally under the Constitution. I'm talking about people that they're out there, they're defecating in people's driveways.
Trust
they're,
me,
they're doing all these things.
I've cleaned up. Do you think I like that? It's horrible. It's smelly.
Anything,
it's nasty.
Is there anything
gross
the city can do though to try and get their arms around this? That's the question.
There's the proof. Yeah, right there. You're looking at the pictures, the before and after. And so we're doing more of that, and we're trying to spend more money on fixing things that are – okay, I'm reading notes again.
It's just people are calling. I've kind of held them off till now.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Missy MacArthur, our vice mayor. I think everybody wants to get their arms around things that are happening here.
And, oh, absolutely.
And much of it is public.
And we
want to
keep the
public.
positive momentum that the Safe City Project got going and that Chief Paletti with his town hall meetings has gotten going. We want to keep those going. And we do want to start having some actionable kinds of events that make the community realize that the council and the city is behind it, besides asking the community. But I also do invite the community.
The community has to be part of
individuals.
The solution. I want
everybody else to step up.
We want our city council to step up too, and like you're just saying, as being part of the solution.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Casey and our 1460. Hang on the phones, guys. We'll be right back.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Wheelabrator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this 3-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
We're back and we're live here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and our guest is Missy MacArthur with us this morning. Got a lot of fire going on here.
you feel caught in the crossfire there, Linda?
It's okay.
Well, it's no crossfire. You know, and here's what people need to understand is we can talk back and forth, and I can ask questions, and Missy can ask and answer them. Then if I have a follow-up question.
Hey, and I always will love Carl and Linda. They're great people.
You know what?
And
Missy, I count you as a friend, but this is what friends can do is that we can talk back. But one of the things is you are a representative of so many people, and people look to you for that. And so when I ask questions, because when you say the city's got to stand up, yes, I mean the population, we all have to work together. And frankly, Reading is an outstanding place. We have some problems. And I think everybody understands that. But no, it's not doom and gloom. But people want to hear what the city council, I mean, you know, we're having Brent on next week. We had Gary on. You know, different diverse views. But they want to hear what you all are talking about, what you're going to do about crime, what you're going to do about, you know, the homeless question and all these. And if the question is, I don't understand that, or why don't we do this, that's the give and take that people don't get with you.
Right.
And thousands of people voted for you. Thousands. And for Brent and for Gary and all that. But that's what they need. You know, they need to be asked these questions. And that's why we're going to go to Gary right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call to Councilwoman. What events or circumstances have made you become an obtuse Pecksniffian snollagoster?
Hi, it must be Gary Hallahan. Must be Gary Hallahan.
Hey, Gary, we don't go for you know, Gary, I respect you and know you. But you don't need to go into
name calling.
We don't do that here, you know, and I don't do name calling. Missy's here as a guest on our show. We can ask questions, but we don't call people names here. We just don't do it. I don't care who it is. And so, all right. Missy, when we start talking about, okay, I tell you what, let's go to the next one. Red, good morning.
Good morning. I actually have a couple of questions. The first one is regarding the cleaning up our city and downtown restoral. What is the city council and RPD prepared to do to start clearing out the brothels and the drug dens that line Pine Street?
Well, I was just telling Carl and Linda, I went to the sex trafficking summit last week. And it was pretty much an eye-opener.
Is there brothels, sir?
Well, I'm sure there are.
Well,
I haven't.
Well, I mean, I'm sure
I have not visited any.
But I was just, well, no, but I mean, I when the way it was sounded like, it was like a number of them. And I knew prostitution is back here, but I didn't realize it was that organized.
But sex trafficking is on the rise. Go ahead.
Okay, so,
what's going to happen? There were some ideas at that summit that Sacramento, for instance, has implemented. And I thought, you know, maybe we need to look at some of these more urban areas and see what kinds of activities they've done, or ordinances, whatever, code enforcement type things. One that I broached last week to the city manager, and I might bring forth, is that Sacramento is doing is if a massage parlor has been found to have a prostitution aspect to it, that code enforcement then says they close it down and they say that can never be a massage parlor again.
I'm actually referring to the string of hotels up and down Pine and Market Street that have basically been turned into low-income housing. I've been looking through transient ordinances for the hotels, and is there not a cap on how long someone can stay in a hotel before that they have to move to a different hotel or something? And that being the case, are these hotels renting by the month?
That would be a hotelier question. I'm not sure what their policies are about how long they can rent a room. I don't know that one.
Is there a code enforcement ordinance in place that addresses that?
Not as far as I know. There might be a code enforcement, but I don't know that you can't. I know, for instance, if you have the Marriott's what are those called? The Marriott's where you stay for, well, a little mini
suites. Extended stay. Extended stay.
Those you can stay for a long time. So I don't know what the difference is between different hotels. That would be a hotelier type question. But going back to code enforcement is looking at these junky hotels and saying, hey, owners, you better shape up. And one of the things we're looking at is if a certain hotel has a lot of calls for police, that then we're going to start upping the fines and making it onerous for the owner to continue business unless they straighten up their act.
And second question, Red?
In light of the recent appellate court decision regarding the pilot lawsuit, is the city council starting to consider maybe putting those funds on the ballot as to be voted on by the taxpayers as a tax? And do you think it would have a better chance of passing if those funds were guaranteed to be used exclusively for public safety?
That, to tell you the truth, we haven't discussed it. I have an idea that on the 3rd, we will discuss a lot of different scenarios when we meet in closed session about the lawsuit.
That was a good question, Red.
Good question, so
because,
thanks for being
that's,
civil.
Because that's a lot of money. And there, right now, Walt McNeil said that there could be $30,000 that has to be paid out from the city of Reading. And somebody told me that would go to the state. But then Walt said, no, it would come back to the inhabitants of the city as, like, on their property taxes.
I believe it's $30 million, Carl, not $30,000.
That's what I meant, $30 million. Yeah, you know what? Things over $30,000, like, you know.
Thanks for your questions, Red.
Hey, Red, good questions.
All right, thank you.
Missy, we have 5 minutes left.
Well, I hope everybody will show up at Sequoia Middle School on Friday.
When is that again? Friday? What
Friday
time?
At 12:30, and about how to make communities more walkable. And I encourage people to get out, get on the trails. These people that are living in these camps don't like to be seen. So the more people get out, and it's good for you. It's
illegal for them to be there, right?
Right. But
the process,
yeah, unless it's on private property. And private property, and I'd encourage any private owners that have this issue, they don't need to post it the way the city does. They can clean up.
They've got somebody that says that some of these, the officer off-duty contracted. Do you know of anything about that? That they're saying at Raley's, they've got some guy there that says he's a... or at Food Max, and he's in police garb, and that he stated he was a private security contracted to assist RPD to clear vagrants.
I'm sure that's true. There's new owners of that strip mall, and I just met with them last week, and they had a security guard there, and they said that they're keeping guard there all the time.
But the city's not paying that, though.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, and that's what I thought, is that they can go out there and they can get, private. If you've got private property, you can get security guards, you can get them off there immediately. Mm-hmm. The problem with what we have here in our city is because of law and because of previous court cases, we have to give them 7 days to get out once they're posted. Then we have to hold their stuff for 90 days or something like that. So the only way we could get them out of here is to have numerous officers hitting different camps and just keep them moving like that, right?
Right, and also like the Joe Wong program. And one of the things that the Chief Paletti's implemented is going out with social services as well as code enforcement and trying to get these people into programs that gets them out of that lifestyle and cures the problem by having them not be that in that kind of category anymore.
We got a lot of things that need to be done around here. Now with Prop 47, and if it looks like it's a nice warm winter, the best we could have hoped for was a nice rainy, wet, cold weather to push them out.
As Ed Roman says, together we can make a difference. So we just have to keep pushing forward together and finding out how to solve these problems, because we can, and we're working on it. I think Safe City Project is a great, great starting point, and when the plan comes forward with a strategic plan, I think that'll be very beneficial in the long run.
Do you think there's a tax coming
for police? I know what you know, which is that the Chamber of Commerce has said that they're looking at it. So if the Chamber brings it forward, the council, because they brought it forward once, can't bring it forward now for a while. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Maybe the Shasta County needs to do that.
You think?
You think? Okay, next week, Brent Weaver is going to come on in, and we'll talk to Brent. I think this Friday we're going to have members of the EUC to say why they should be, and then you raise the question, what have you guys done? On the other hand, they've got a lot of things that they say that they could do. And we'll be back. So we'll be back tomorrow with Trish Clark.
And thank you so much again.
Yeah,
you know,
thanks,
Missy. We like the fact that, you know, there's always, like you said, crossfire, and we like to be able to have a place where people can call and talk, and things aren't always comfortable, and people have different views of opinion, but at the end of the day, we're able to civil is so important, and you know, you've seen it this morning that is not allowed here on KCNR 1460. We thank for those who are civil and have respect for one another, and make it a beautiful day.
Thanks a lot, Missy. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch says that if she is confirmed, the Constitution will be her guide.
In the first of 2 days of what could be contentious confirmation hearings, Lynch laid out a roadmap for the future.
I pledge to you today and to the American people that the Constitution, the bedrock of our system of justice, will be my lodestar.
And she vowed to reach out to lawmakers.
I look forward to fostering a new and improved relationship with this committee, the United States Senate, and the entire United States Congress.
Lynch told members of the Senate Judiciary Committee she believes in the promise of America because she has lived the promise of America. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNNews.com, Bruce Sullivan with the National Weather Service says all that snow in the Northeast isn't going anywhere for the time being. It's too cold outside for it to melt.
Certainly it will be cold, so any snow that has fallen will not melt appreciably.